ready to put out signs now. And I'll get somebody to go over there and get them wires out of that room, and we'll put these signs out right here. If you took one last year and put it in a good strategic place, and we lost a few of them, and I hope that you'll do help us with that again. They're ready to go out now. It's 2 weeks from Friday. That's about the right amount of time. If you put them out too early, they get tore down. But about too late, nobody don't see them. So we usually go about 2 weeks before the meeting. And so these will be ready to go out of here tonight. We've got banners getting ready to go up this week. And I'm telling you, if you're getting ready to hit the radio, I don't know if any of y'all heard the radio program this week. We had the addiction message on from last year. Man, it turned out great. It turned out great. And got some good commercials coming on the radio, and things falling in place. Now, the devil's going to fight you. Get used to it. Get ready. I had a man tell me yesterday, he said, "Can't you get no peace?" I said, "Lord, I don't know what peace feels like." He said, "The only way you're ever going to get peace is just quit pastoring the church and just preach around it." And I said, "I wouldn't have no peace if I did that. I'd be out of the will of God." But, you know, we have the deep, settled peace that we're saved. But everything else, well, you're going to have a fight if you're trying to do right. It's going to be a war. It's a war. And there's casualties in war. And so let's honor the Lord tonight. Hope that you'll give. If you didn't get your offering in Sunday, let's do that tonight. Honor God, and he'll bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you've done for us. We pray now you'd bless this offering. We pray that you'd bless us. We'll get ready for youth rally. Bless the kids back there as they're singing and as they're getting their parts ready for the youth rally. Lord, I pray for the people that are struggling, even those we talked to today, God, them that's having a hard time. God, please have mercy on them. Bless them, Lord. Help them to do right. God, I pray, have your way in our lives. God, get us ready. Get us ready, God. Send the power. Send the old-time Holy Ghost power of God in that place. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Chapter 85 tonight, and we're going to look at some scripture here this evening and talk about praying and talk about our prayer life a little bit. Praying is the greatest privilege a Christian has, is to be able to pray and talk to the Lord. And yet we let it get cold so many, many times in our life. What a privilege it is to pray. Here in Psalm 85, you'll recognize a line of that verse of scripture. And it said, revive us again. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? And that word revive is a very interesting word. It's in the Bible 8 times. The word revived is in the Bible 6 times. And the word reviving is in the Bible 2 times. So that's 8, 10, 16 times the Bible talks about revive. You've heard me say, lost people can't be revived. They ain't never been revived. You got to be revived and then die to be revived. Only a Christian can have a revival. Lost person has resurrection. And so tonight, we're going to talk about us praying. Praying is hard work. The hardest thing in the Christian life for me to do is fast. And then after that, real scriptural laboring in prayer is the hardest thing. I ain't scared to witness nobody hardly, but it's tough on me to really pray. And I'm not talking about just
every morning say, Lord, bless us today and help us and give us a good day and may your will be done in our life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about staying down there and staying accurate and getting a hold of the horns of the altar and getting a hold of God until we get somewhere. That's work. That's work. And I can prove that. Jesus, when he's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says sweat became as great drops of blood, just sweat dripping off his face like it was blood, like it was bleeding, just sweat dropping off. And it was cold that night. So whatever the Lord was doing, it made him dripping wet with sweat. According to that, there ain't a whole lot of people praying anymore. Amen? There ain't a whole lot of people praying, doing a whole lot of praying much anymore, brother. If Jesus agonized in prayer. They say prayer is like swimming. You know, if you stop, you drop. Trying to pray is like trying to learn how to swim. You hear about that man that said he made a vow that he would never get in the water till he learned how to swim. That's why a lot of people say, well, that's stupid. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's like people say, well, I don't really know how. I'm not really much of a prayer. You're never going to learn how. You just do it. It's like swimming. It's like riding a bicycle. You're never going to be able to pray till you just say, all right, Lord, I'm going to learn how to pray. We cheat ourselves out of thousands of blessings because we don't pray. And I'm talking about really praying and spending time with God. You know, there's been a lot of times when I prayed, and the devil could not. You know, the devil just, he'll try to get you distracted. And have you ever got down to pray and you think about 100 things that you should be doing? You can be sitting there just doing that, and you say, I'm going to pray. As soon as you start praying, you start thinking of 10 things that you promised or you need to call somebody. Or all that. Lord, I've been in motel rooms from here up to New York. I remember one time I was in a motel, and it was one of those motels where the walls wasn't thick enough or something. And I had people over there screaming, hollering, cussing, and partying. I'm dancing upstairs, hitting the floor. And I said, Lord, God, help me. Music blaring, people floor stomping, you know, and everything. And I said, I'd stick my fingers in my ear and everything else. It's a fight. It's a fight to really, really pray and get a hold of God. It really is. If there's enough people here tonight, counting all them 35 back there, there's a good crowd of us here tonight, and there's enough of us here tonight, if we'll pray and keep on ringing them prayer bells, God in heaven will hear us and He'll do something in our life. Wouldn't you like to see the Lord really work in your family? Yes, sir, I would too. Wouldn't you like to see the Lord? I mean, my girls are grown and say, they need a revival bad. Amen. Hey, amen. They need the Lord. That's what you always say about somebody that ain't in here. And Lord, they need the touch from God. They do. They do. They really do. I mean, I ain't dumb. I need help from the Lord. You need help from the Lord. Every one of us needs God to do. I'm praying that we won't just see it. Bunch of people saved at the youth rally. I'm praying, Lord, just send us an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival that'll get us fired back up like we need to be. Amen. And so, you get in about enough shape, you'll pray. Read a story about a mine, one of them mines collapsed up in Kentucky. And five men were trapped in a mine. I don't know if you've ever seen a coal mine, a real coal mine in real life. Man, I'm telling you, I guess I'd do it if I had to feed my family, but I would not want to work in a West Virginia or Kentucky coal mine. My cousins worked in there all their life, and honest to goodness, you got this mountain about 50 times bigger than that one there, up like this, and you have an opening, honest to goodness, it looks like this. That's what it looks like. And a little trail, like a little train track going down in there, straight down, about 2 miles. From here past here almost to McDonald's up here on exit 105. Down the ground. And boy, I'm telling you, you can't walk. They lay down on little old carts like that and shoot them down in there. Got a little, and you lay on your side all day long until you eat your lunch laying on your side. You can't get up. You can't stand up. You go to the bathroom on your side. It's a little place they fix down there. You don't come out. till 5 o'clock that evening. Go in at daylight. It's really dark when you come out. And there was 5 men got trapped in one of them mines. And it fell in, and they was in there, and the story went, they said that it was pitch dark. And one man could have been saved, but he run back to warn them, and he got trapped. That's a fine fellow there, wasn't it? Instead of just saving his own hide, he went back to warn them, and all 5 of them got trapped in that mine. And they stayed in there for 53 hours. And they prayed and sang for 53 hours. And the men broke through and rescued them. And they said, "We prayed for 53 hours. Maybe they might have dozed off there for just a minute, but it was panic mode. It was in panic mode. And they rescued them. And they were prayed. He said, "We prayed without ceasing." And the weird thing about it was, it was on there from Friday to Sunday. They got out on Sunday, and they got them out of there. And those men said that they was praying when they reached them. And they were prayed the whole time they was in there. And I got to thinking, if me and you would get that serious, if me and you would just say, "Lord, I'm praying and I ain't going to let up until you do something for us," that's when you get something from God. You know when the Lord really moves in your life? When you get to where that's the most important thing to you. If other things are more important or as important, it's probably not going to happen. But when you get to the point where you say, "Lord, all right, Lord, no matter what I have to give up, no matter what I have to quit doing, I do this every year, and I mean I don't tell you. Sometimes I tell you, but I don't want to do it so I can tell people. But I turn my TV off for a month for the youth rally, 30 days, and it's been off now for 2 weeks. And you know what? I don't even really miss it. The first couple of days it bothered me. Now my TV's been off 2 weeks yesterday, and I'll turn it back on after the youth rally. And the reason I do that is because I think I need to get my heart ready for the youth rally. And all I was watching was some basketball and the news and Jody Arias. I want to find out what happened to crazy Jody Arias. And she's now the Casey Anthony of this year. And I thought, why am I so interested in that? All it is a bunch of old gossiping. She killed her boyfriend or something, murdered him. She stabbed him 29 times and shot him in the head. And says it's self-defense. I mean, she made sure she was going to get him off of her. You stab a man 29 times, shoot him in the head. You're making sure he leaves you alone. You never know what happened in a case like that. I don't know. But anyway, that's all I was watching. And I don't know what they've done with her lately. And I didn't see the basketball championship. I didn't know who was in it until yesterday. One of our guys plays well with us, told me. And you know what? I want to give that time up and give it to the Lord. So when normally I would watch the news or something at night, then I'm going to get my Bible out and I'm just going to close my eyes and I'm going to say, "Dear God, would you help me? Dear God, would you send me a revival? God, would you bless the youth rally? God, would you get a hold of our kids?" Folks, we need the Lord to get a hold of us. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I've never seen such a time in my life. It seems like people that go to church are just sort of like in a daze. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's very little spiritual life and signs of real spirituality. And most people that go to church just do it out of obligation. They don't really want to. They just go, "Well, somehow my wife will fuss at me if I don't. It's my obligation. I got to do it." I mean, that's good. We ought to do it out of obligation. But boy, it's good once in a while to feel God and want to do what we do. Enjoy it and look forward to it. And enjoy the bus route. Enjoy the Sunday school. And enjoy singing in the choir. And enjoy, get a blessing out of it. So we need the Lord to do something for us. It's not always, I mean, just because I got my TV off, that ain't. I mean, dead people don't watch TV. They don't get a blessing from God. If I don't get something from God in its place. If I don't, it's like people say, man says, "Well, I don't smoke and I don't cuss and I don't." Well, there's people down at the funeral home don't do none of that stuff. That don't make you spiritual. That's good that you don't, but it don't make you spiritual. And hollering, screaming, sometimes I pray loud. I believe in it. But It's like that one night, one time the guy went to the altar, he said, "Oh God! Oh!" And he's screaming down the altar, and there's this little kid sitting on the front row, punched his daddy. He said, "Daddy, if that man was closer to the Lord, he wouldn't have to holler so loud, would he?" He said, "The Lord can hear him." And you know, it's sort of true in a way. God's not impressed with our volume, or how loud we are, or how boisterous we are. I do believe in that. I believe we ought to wrestle in prayer. Jesus wrestled in prayer. He was sweating on a cold night. If that tells you anything. He's sweating on a cold night. It was cold. Peter was over there warming his hands by a fire, and sweat was dripping off Jesus. So he wasn't over there saying, "Heavenly Father, we just pray now, Lord, precious Jesus, that, oh, precious Jesus." He wasn't praying like that. Whatever he was doing was make sweat come off his face like drops of blood. He was agonizing. He was agonizing. He wasn't over there, swooning, and he wasn't over there swaying and saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah." He's getting ready to die on the cross, but he's getting down to business. He was praying. Get you some good, that CD that I've been playing before church, all those songs just about are about prayer. I don't know if you've noticed it. That first one, "My Prayer," son, this woman prays for her son. She said, "My prayers are all over you. I've covered you in prayer." Miss Kerr sent me that. She made it, sent me that from Kentucky the other day. Me and her talked for a long time the other day. Well, she's always encouragement to me. And if you get Brother Mike or Andy or them guys back there to make you a copy of that CD and play it in your car and put it in your CD player at home and just get that atmosphere right. Get down and say, "Dear God, Lord, I would pray that you'd just touch my family, that you'd touch my wife, my husband, my kids. Dear God, we need you. We need you, Lord. We need you." You say, "Well, Brother Danny, well, everything going good at my house." Well, pray for the rest of us sinners. Amen. If everything going good for you, pray for all the other people. I can give you a prayer request that won't keep you busy all night. I can tell you people that I've been on the phone with today that need prayer. The people that are sick, Brother Bo, people like that, his family, his daughter, bless her heart. She was over there a while ago. I talked to her and on 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 and on. We need to pray. Used to our leaders prayed. Years ago, the leaders prayed. I read that President Wilson, they said that they had a cabinet meeting and they're having a lot of difficulties in the international negotiation. You know, the president's got a big responsibility. He can push nations one way or the other, cause or stop or start wars where thousands, maybe even million people die. And it was heated. And he told his cabinet, he said, quote, "I don't know if you believe it or into it or not, but I do. Let us ask help of God," and fell on his knees and started praying. He told the cabinet, he said, "I don't know if you guys believe in this or not, but I do. And I'm going to get down on my knees and I'm going to ask God to help us." And George Washington did the same thing. And a lot of our other presidents, they said one time when they come in a Congress meeting, and a man came in and said, "How will I know which one's Mr. Washington?" And they said, "When they pray, he's the one that'll get on his knees. He'll get on his knees." You know, I don't think you have to get on your knees to pray, but that's a good place to get. It's the best place to get. If you can't, you can't. If you can, get down on your knees and bow your head before God and ask Him to help you. Old George Washington got down on his knees, brother. Wouldn't it do something to America if our president got on TV and said, "Let's get on our knees and ask God to help us"? There's no telling what would happen. His people that support him would die of 35 heart attacks. Yep. But there's enough people in this country that still believe in God, we might get a hold of God and the Lord might do something in this country. But don't look for that to happen. He said, "If my people, which are called for my name, will humble themselves and pray." We need to believe in prayer. It'll make our kids believe in prayer. One time, I've told you this before, one time I would take $1 million for stories like I'm getting ready to tell you. One time, my girls, when they was growing up, I talk about when they're not in here, I used to feel sorry for them because some stuff that they had to go through. And I always told Carrie when she was little, I said, "Carrie, I'll make it up to you. Whatever you have to do without, because of your situation and because you're my daughter and you're the preacher's daughter and people say stuff, I'll make it up to you. And that way you won't feel like, oh, I grew up being a preacher. I hated being a preacher's kid. I didn't want them to hate being a preacher's kid. I want them to say, hey, praise God, I wouldn't trade places with nobody. And so when the little ones, one time, when Chris and Corey's about like that, I decided that it's time for a vacation. And I think we go to Gatlinburg once in a while and places like that. But anyway, I took them. We went to the coast. We all went to the coast. You know, Christians go to the coast. Sinners go to the beach. It's the same place. You say, yeah, we went to the coast. Well, anyway, I took them to the beach. And we got a little place down to the beach and where we wouldn't have to be around. You know, you can go out far enough where you don't have to be around a crowd of people. And I said, all right, girls, put it, we're going to the beach. And, you know, they'd get their little, they had their flip-flops on and their little sunglasses. And I'd sit out and I'd say, to the beach! And, you know, we'd go out and I'd say, hurry up, get your stuff ready. And I'd say, to the beach! I said that over and over and over. To the beach! So I made it a big deal. I said, we're going to have fun. We got out there and got in the water and we was playing, I was flipping them around and we doing this, you know, and everything. And all of a sudden, I felt in my pocket right here and I'd lost my keys. I had the motel key, car key, and everything. In the ocean. I said, oh no, stop, girl, stop. They said, what? I said, my keys are gone. And you know how it is when you're in the ocean, you move. You can't stay still because every time you go up like this, it moves you over a little bit. And you go up like this, if those waves coming in at an angle. So if you start out playing right here, you're going to wind up way over there somewhere in about 15 minutes. And I said, Lord, I don't even know. And I remember I told him after, I said, girls, stop. We're going to pray. Right out there. And I said, dear Lord, please, please, God, you know where them things are. God, please, would you show me those keys? God, please. You know how old water you can't see? It's like old dishwater. That's what it looks like, dishwater. And I said, God, please. And I said, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, and I walked over and put my foot, and I fell them down in water about that deep. And I held my foot on them, went down, and grabbed them and said, there they are, right there. And those girls said, the Lord did that. I said, the Lord did that. The Lord, you say, Brother Danny, you might say it's an accident. I don't. I believe the Lord really did hear my prayers. And do it. And you know what? They see that. And kids see stuff like that. You know what? I wouldn't take $10,000 for that. Because it's stuff like that right there that makes them, as they grow up, when they see you getting your prayers answered, that's invaluable, people. That's absolutely invaluable. If they see mama sometimes in the kitchen just stop and throw a rag down and say, thank you, Lord, you've been good to me. When they see God be real to you at home, you can't, there's no money in the world worth what that puts in your kid's heart. I know people say, I made my kids go to church. I taught them right. All that's good. But there ain't nothing going to take the place of them seeing that the Lord's real to you. If the Lord's real to you, He's going to be real to them. And somebody told one of them, they said, now, if you have bad dreams at night, put you about, Carissa grew up putting her Bible, she probably still does it, putting her Bible, I'd go off and preach somewhere, and Corey, she'd just conk out, and nothing bothered her. She's just like, sorry, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Carrie would be on the phone, but Carissa, she's too smart for her. She'd say, what if this is, what if that? She kept a Bible under her pillow and a gun right beside it. A real gun. A pistol. He said, you let her have a pistol? Yeah, and she'd protect the household. I ain't kidding you. She was ready if somebody came to blow their brains out. And she's always like that. She always was like that. And I always told them, I don't know where they got that. I don't sleep with a Bible under my pillow. It seems a tad superstitious to me, but I don't condemn anybody that does. If you do, that's up to you. My Bible's nearby, I promise you. It's right there. It's right there on the pillow. It lays right beside me. And it's right there every night. That's where it'll be when I go to sleep tonight. That's where it'll be when I wake up in the morning. I'll just reach over and get it and read. But you're getting a hope. Knowing how to pray will help your kids know how to pray. Now that little story I told you about the keys, that don't happen too often where your kids see your right then. Sometimes you might pray for something for a long time. You might pray for somebody in the family to get saved, and then they get saved. Stuff like that. They know you pray for them every night. And then they get saved. Man, that'll put some faith in their heart. But wouldn't it be something if we all prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed? We got 2 weeks from Friday night. So we got 16 days left of the youth rally. 15 or 16 days. Wouldn't it be something if every one of us just bared down right now? You know, if you watch a 2-hour ball game, you ever pray out? I'll about guarantee you, well, there ain't nobody in here prayed for a solid hour. Maybe there might be a couple in a long time. But I challenge you, pray for 1 hour. What the Lord told Him, disciples, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Couldn't you watch 1 hour? We can watch TV. We can watch the news. We can watch Jody Arias. And she ain't done nothing, just sit there, lawyers arguing back and forth. They said the other day that one trial has now cost the taxpayers close to $2 million. That's what we're paying, or they are, whatever state, Phoenix, Arizona, whatever. That is, if we can watch that for an hour, you can watch Nancy Grace get on there and run her mouth. It's funny, some woman was imitating Nancy Grace. It was so funny, man. I'd like to do it in a skit. She had this blonde wig on her, and she said, come on, and she said, "Hello, friends. Bombshell." And she started, you know, started talking about like it right there. It was so funny, man. I'm looking around in here. I think I know somebody sitting out in this section that could do that. There she is right there, folks. Could you do that? I guarantee you could. She's good at stuff like that. Bombshell tonight. Let's unleash the lawyers on these, you know. But you know what? What about just talking to the Lord, brother, for an hour? Just talking to the Lord. You know what I've had people say? They said, "Well, Brother Danny, I got down to pray and I thought I'm going to pray a long time. And I looked and it had been 2 minutes and I said everything I know to say." Well, that's when you're just, when you're through, you're starting to start. You're getting ready to start. When you get through, you're getting ready to start. When you get through praying, stay down there and just say, "Lord, I don't even know what to say. But I know I need You. And I know I need help." It ain't wrong to say the same thing over and over and over. I've heard people say, "Brother Danny, isn't it wrong to pray the same prayer?" No. No. As long as you mean it from your heart. The Lord said, don't repeat. He said, use not vain repetitions. Empty. In other words, like a Catholic, "Oh, Father, who art in heaven, Mother, Hail Mary, Mother of God, remember us now in the hour of our death." You know, that's what the Lord, you're just wasting your words. There's nothing wrong with saying, "Lord, save Mama. Lord, God, get a hold of Daddy." A million times until it happens. He said, use not vain repetitions. It's all right to repeat yourself when you're praying, as long as you mean it from your heart. My goodness, I pray the same prayer over and over. I pray the same people every morning. I start out, I pray for my family, my sister, her husband, her kids. I pray for my kids, all the husbands, their kids. I pray for, and then I pray for different things. I pray for our bus workers. I pray for our buses, that the Lord will bless them and encourage our drivers. And, you know, not every day I don't pray for all of them, but I pray regularly for them. I pray for our church. I'm praying for the youth rally, and then go back and pray again and pray for people that you know needs help, and then say, "Lord, give me help, give me strength, give me," and pray. I challenge everybody in here to pray for an hour here in the next, and I'm talking about one solid hour. Now I'm about out of time, so let's pray. It's like unction. That word unction. Get that word unction. And unction is, you know, I don't know what unction is. I don't know what it is. It's somehow or another, when you get plugged in and you can tell the Lord's praying through you and with you. The Holy Ghost gives us utterance with groanings that can't be. He somehow or another, the Lord takes the desire of your heart. Boy, you can feel, man, it goes 90 million miles that way. Sometimes you ain't really praying. That's what the old timers used to talk about, praying through. And people make fun of that, but there's something to that. There is definitely something to that. Sometimes I've been praying, and it honestly feels like you just break like break through a wall or something. And then it's on, buddy. Then it's on. But it's a hard time getting there. It's a hard time getting there. So I encourage everybody in here to really, really, we've got 2 weeks. It'd be a great time. I'm glad youth rally come. It's good to me to turn the TV off 1 month a year. 1 month a year. I thought the other day, I said, I ought to call that cable brother. Tell them to give me a free month. I ain't turning it off. I doubt them do that, don't you? I doubt it. They don't care if you got it on or not. They want your money. But it's good for us to fast extra like we're doing. It's good for us. It's good for us. Even if it ain't got nothing to do with the youth rally, it'll clean us up. It'll help us get the sin out of our life. It'll help us look at souls and what's really important. And fight the devil. Fight the devil. Anybody want to say something or add something or give us something right quick? Remember that story I told you a minute ago? Them men in that mine prayed 53 hours. Collapsed on them in Kentucky, and they prayed and sang for 53 hours, and they got delivered. They got them out. All right? Anybody, right quick? Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to talk to you about something else. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you made it possible that we could pray. And Lord, like the disciples said, teach us to pray. I pray that somebody here tonight has got the burden. I pray that somebody here tonight has caught a vision to pray. And Lord, as we go our separate ways, even tonight when we get home, after the kids gone to bed, or after everything's done, or after the dishes are done, or after supper's over, or whatever, Lord, help us to pray. God, help us to pray. Lord, I pray that you'd put a burden on our heart to pray. Help us to pray that we do get a burden. And then pray until the light breaks through. God, I pray that you'd bless the youth rally. Lord, I know that Satan and all his demons are fighting this thing like never before. I pray you'd rebuke him. I plead the blood of Jesus over our church, over every family, those that are having problems, physical, financial, whatever it might be. Dear Lord, thank you, God, for our church. Thank you for the opportunity to have youth rally. I pray that the shining light would let that light shine to all these kids that are coming. And we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, before you go now, John will have his truck right back here in the back. He's about 3 or 4 strong men to help him load those posts. He's going to bring them out front. So who 3 or 4 men will help us do that right quick? Won't take 5 minutes. Thanks, fellas. All right. Now, dig tomorrow. Tomorrow, somebody's come and finish those holes. They might get some of them done. Say, brother, maybe. And if not, we need somebody to come and finish those holes. Need some kind of something or another to soften up some dirt because it's hard. But we beat it the other day. Beat it. You beat it with a pick. And then shovel out about that much, and beat it with a pick, shovel out about that much. So, somebody be willing to help that tomorrow evening? I had one man. There's another right quick. That'd be great if anybody got one. A tractor with that little auger or whatever that little thing is. That'd be a blessing. But maybe we could do that, okay? All right. We got our fellow coming next week to work on this thing, so we got to get on the ball and get it ready while he's here. All right, all minds and hearts clear? Amen. Okay, listen, y'all, we got 4 big holes out there, so watch these kids. You don't want one of them running in one of them things. Amen. All right, God bless you. You're at liberty to go. Meet us out here. Oh. We got flyers and we got these signs. We got plenty of them. If you'll take one and put them at an intersection somewhere where a lot of people see them, not down a dead-end road, you know, country, like in your driveway, but we're at a big intersection, like where McDonald's is, where I've got strategic places. Brother Ray, if you get them things out of that room for me right quick, I'd appreciate those wires. And if you want one of these to take, just come up here and get it, and get it in the ground, and keep a watch on it until after youth rally, and then bring it back. We need one up there at Walmart. I usually get those places and the big intersections here in town. If you live near a, get one at a good intersection. Also, these flyers. We need a lot of these flyers go to Hickory. Some of them go to Lenore. They're right here on the table. Take what you'll put up. They're expensive. Let's do that tonight too. Okay? Let's do it. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, they'll just throw them in the truck and take them to the dump. So put them up against if you can, and plus that keeps the wind from blowing them down too. All right, God bless you, everybody. Have a good one. We'll see you Saturday morning. We're going to visit at 9:30.